Welcome to Land Academy. We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about how we sent 1.4 million offers to owners. And we don't even own a printer. Good show today, Jill. Before we get started, let's share something interesting that happened to us recently.
I was just going to bring up the something that we did the other night because I thought it was really, really interesting. We, you know, actually got to put a little picnic together, grab some beach chairs, walk out our front door, plop them in the sand, watch the sunset with a sailboat floating by, and
it was
kid number three surfing at the same time. And I thought, who gets
to do that? It was right out
of
a postcard. Every single day, whether it's in Scottsdale or here in Southern California, I have some, like, I stop. Something triggers it. And I just stop and I think about Detroit. Like, growing up in Detroit, what a mess I was. And how far we've come. And I wouldn't have made it this far west if it wasn't for you. I'd probably be sitting in Scottsdale still, which is not a bad thing. We go back and forth, but something happens every day where I'm like, geez. Somebody asked me recently, like, you know, are you over it yet? And I said, no, and I never will be. I think it's a habit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's a habit. I just do it once or twice a day. Pull a car over, even.
Oh, and have a just a brief little.
Yeah.
Wow. That's.
I'm serious.
That's good.
It's healthy.
I love it.
Hey, let's take a question posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Okay. David asks, I'm currently mapping out for my next few months' mailing strategy and doing county research. Some areas that I really like are in snowy climates.
Good.
Since we are at the end of summer, some questions cross my mind. If marketing to snowy areas, is it prudent to do so seasonally? I.e., if I send out mail in September and start receiving accepted offers in October, by the time I'm ready to start acquiring and marketing, the snow may already be falling. It's difficult to send someone out to take photos and the photos won't depict the property well. So, should fall and winter mailers focus on areas with non-snowy climates? I love this. I think this is such an interesting question.
It really is. And yeah. I actually had this thought pretty early on in my career. So, I like everything, I kind of tested it. And I did not see a material difference. And I'll explain why in a second here. With seasonality. For acquisitions, for sure. Sales may be a little bit different. But for acquisitions, what you're really finding, and this is the takeaway from this whole show, what you're trying to locate is a situation, not a piece of real estate. And a lot of people get that confused, especially early on. You want to find a situation where someone just wants to sell their property, period, and really quickly. You don't want to find the perfect piece of land and look all into it. So the more mail you get in there in the market, the better off you're going to be. So I would, from a seasonality standpoint, I tested it, and there's no material difference between purchasing property based on winter, fall, winter, summer, fall, or whatever. We do a lot of deals in northern Michigan, and the seasonality doesn't seem to matter.
Do you think that makes a difference even on the selling side, or doesn't matter?
On the sell side, I think spring is always a great time. People are making changes. I think January 1st is a good sales time. When people get, what is it, they get a tax rebate?
Well, their tax returns, number one, and then the other one is when they hit from the people that I buy from, when they get their tax bills.
Oh, yeah. So
that's always a good time to buy.
Those are good triggers. Exactly. When
they're staring at their bill.
Tax bills go out in the county and they're staring at a tax. I say this in there.
Yeah.
I say this in that ebook, actually. Like, if you're staring at a tax bill that you have to write a check for, or if you're staring at an offer that you're going to get a check for, it's not a hard decision a lot of times.
Exactly.
But seasonality from taking pictures in the snow, yeah, you can take, on a good day, you can take some good pictures.
Mm-hmm. So, even with the snow?
Yeah, if it's sunny and all that. I mean, people get it. The people that are going to buy, and I'm going to use Northern Michigan as an example because we do a lot of deals there. Northern Michigan is what I call a vacation property market for us. So people who live in big cities like Chicago and Detroit and some of the other cities down there, everybody wants to go vacation up there. In Wisconsin and in some ways Minnesota are like that too. People go vacation there because there's lakes and so they want to buy vacation property that they can use. And they know it's snowy up there. They're pretty smart. Mm-hmm. So the takeaway is I do not let seasonality stop you. Just buy it cheap. Mm-hmm. Buy it cheap, sell for a little bit more, maybe double, and make sure that person's going to make some money. Mm-hmm. Hey, if you have a question or you want to be on our show, reach out to us on either of us on successplant.com. Today's topic, we have sent 1.4 million offers out to owners to buy their property over the years, and we do not own a printer. How the heck is that possible? Well, we talked about it in a previous show, an earlier show, probably multiple shows, actually. We try to leave all these little talents to the experts. And what we're good at is data manipulation and scrubbing data and doing deals. And the more that we find this, the more we sub out these little expert type back office functions or marketing functions that we're not necessarily experts in, the more time we have to develop our skill as data scrubbers and real estate deal makers.
You know, it's interesting. I was just thinking there's some things that you need to learn. You need to learn how to do before you hire that out, like doing deeds maybe and, you know, answering the phone from the inbound, whatever it is. You'll find as you go through this, you'll find what area you like and what you're the best at. Maybe you are the acquisition guy and you're the best person to call your people when you're getting these returned offers, and maybe people are calling you. You're the best at making those deals and happening and setting it up. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're the best person on the sales end, you know, telling about the properties and saying, yeah, I am the owner and, you know, blah, 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 selling, whatever it is, or you'll find your thing. There's some things that it's worth you digging in and learning about to know, just so you know, and there's things that you don't.
What are they, Jill?
And one of the things,
this is a really, really, really useful.
Yeah.
It's a great point.
One of the things that you really don't need to know how to do is printing. you want to know, it's your letter. It's your message. It's your words on the page. It's maybe your signature on there. You know, it's a stamped thing. It's a, you know, whatever. It's, that's you. It's not the actual printing. Another example. Website. It's your website. It's your photos. It's your message. It's your properties, but it's not you getting to learn the back end of how to create and post and do all that stuff. That's another thing. You don't need to be that into mm-hmm. it and do. So that's just two examples of what I was thinking of, you know, what, because if you do, I mean, here's the bottom line. Jack is right. We got to this level and we got where we are today because we know what to focus our efforts on and what not to waste our time on. And this really is, if you're going to be a printing expert, then I would be doing that because I want to be a printer. If I want to be the industry printer here for everybody sending things, I don't really care about what they're sending, then I'm going to get involved in getting a printer and I'm going to learn that, you know, and we don't, like Jack's right, we don't even have a printer. So.
Well said. I'm trying to think, you know, why we're so successful. Because I really think if anybody listens to the show, and it's because we've focused on the right stuff. We're choosing how to spend our time on the right exact topic. And it doesn't involve paperwork, file structure, websites. There's a long list of stuff. Mm-hmm. It involves knowing how to manipulate data, price it properly, and then closing the deals on the buy side. The sell side's just automatic.
I really think, Jack, that the secret to the whole thing for us mm-hmm. is you. Your trial and error, too, by the way. Yeah. I know that there were mailers that didn't work and things that you tested, but not only have you got us to this level where you can look at the data, you know what to sort for, you know all this stuff, but there's a second step, which is you know how to put it together in a offer. It's a two-page offer, the one-page cover. I mean, there's a lot that went into that. I know. You know, the first page is a cover letter that tells people mm-hmm. about us, makes them feel good, and gosh, where they can go check us out and see we're a real company, we really do things.
Yeah.
And then the second page is the real offer. And I know there's all kinds of little things in there. It's all front end stuff.
Yeah.
And then now it's the right thing is reaching the right people and triggering the right response. So You have done everything great. Basically, Jack, you make my phone ring. And I don't mean that in a sexual term.
Wow. I just
hello.
Coffee just went in my nose.
But I was just kind of came out. But you you do know how to.
Coffee in my nose. That's hilarious. I ring your bell, sweetheart.
You're something like that. But you make the phone ring with the right people holding the right things in the right mindset. Ready to make these deals. I don't have to do much work at that point.
Yeah.
So this is my whole thing. If you do it right, by the time now you're looking at these deals, the work is done. Now you just get to pick them and close them.
All these questions are great. You know, They really are. I mean, we answer all of them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Jill and I have gone back and forth this is going to push us over the edge positively, I think. About hiring somebody full time to answer questions, a success plan, and because there's a lot of people that are members that are very advanced at this, and they do a great job. But what we see is a lot of people getting hung up on details, and we don't want that. We want to steer you in the right direction, like any good teacher would. You don't want to do this. You want to do this over here. We did that, and it was a mess for a year. We want to save you all that aggravation.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean. Don't sweat the details. Just become a data expert and a deal maker. It'll feed you well.
Yeah, because then and everything else just falls into place. Because once you have that, it's just buying it right. That is the bottom line. Buying it right, Jack. We haven't said that in a long time.
This whole
said
career
solves all the problems.
This whole career,
a potential problem.
I don't care if you've done 100 deals or 1,000 deals or 15,000 like us. It's all about buying undervalued property, one sentence, and as inexpensively as you can, within reason. Because then everything after that's easy.
Yeah.
Selling it's easy, posting it's easy, all of it.
Yeah. Doing a deal's easy.
You want to streamline that process, you know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. No, and the more you send out, like Jack with our 1.4 million, I mean, that's true. You get, don't mess around. I mean, even if you really only want to buy a couple properties a month or a year, why would you not blast out a ton of offers so you really have good ones to pick from?
That's the whole thing. I that doesn't happen enough. I mean, we don't talk about that enough. If you blast out a few thousand offers and now you've got 19 deal opportunities, you're not supposed to do 19 of them. You're supposed to pick out, especially if you're new, we try to do those 19, but we've been doing this for decades. You want to pick out the top, easiest, most profitable, let's say 4 or whatever it ends up being.
Maybe it's one. Maybe you put them in order and do one at a time.
Maybe it's one deal that you know you're going to double or triple your money on, and you do one a week.
Because you're testing this too, by the way. This is a good thing.
A lot of ways to go.
Test it. Don't buy 19 to test it. Buy one to test it. Yeah. Buy three to test it, maybe. Buy three, you're maybe $1,000 in, you know, flip them quick and go, okay, I got it.
or I get hung up on, like, I just spoke with someone recently who's very, very hung up on the map piece of this, you know, about how to, you know, you've got an assessor's parcel number, everything worked. I've got them sitting, staring at offers. How do I get the mapping piece of this done so that it looks good? Bless you.
Thank you.
It looks good on the internet. So if those little things, that's what success plan's for.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get past it really fast. Mm-hmm. Everybody in there is really helpful.
Yeah. That's the thing too. Don't just, that's a good point. I don't want this number to scare anybody, you know, do whatever level, buy what is comfortable for you. Our magic number we came up with is 10. Once you've done 10, then you're going to feel a lot more comfortable and you'll get it. You've mapped 10, you've posted 10.
Did deeds for 10. Then you can start saying, you know what? I can't stand this deed part. Where can I do a deed that can solve that?
Right.
I the paperwork piece of this, I was hung up with it on day one, and I'm hung up with it on day whatever this is, 20 years later. Paperwork's not my thing.
Exactly.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me.
And inspiration, that's me.
Do just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. What you got going on today?
You
got some good stuff to review?
I do have some good stuff to review. Actually, yes. I have two deals sitting in my thing. One's a five top. What's the word? One's a quad. I have a quad property deal.
So, I saw that.
Uh-huh. I can't wait to grab. I love
one
those.
In Wisconsin, most come in. Too. There's a property in Wisconsin. I think it's got a house on and stuff. I like to get in there before everybody and look in the database to see what's going on.
You know what's great about those? People run from those. Oh, I don't want to. I'm worried about it because there's a structure on it. I'm like, well, don't worry about the structure. Just buy it for the property and that's a bonus.
Yeah.
You know, we had a whole well conversation. Remember the other day on our weekly call? We're like, okay, don't think about the well as an income stream. Think about this as a bonus and price and then act accordingly.
Right.
So good stuff.
It's hard to communicate that. But anyway, what else is going on? Like, are you doing anything fun stuff today?
Yeah, I'm going to be riding my bike later. How about you, Jack?
Oh, man. You know, I have fun.
Living the dream.
We're working. No. We're working on launching this printer company. And it's going to be awesome when it's done.
Yeah.
But we've given ourselves a realistic time frame now and all that. So it's good for us. Likewise, like always, it's good for us and hopefully good for the people who use it.
It's going to be great for everybody.
It's at the request of our members, as usual.
Yeah. At the request of our members. Hey, Jack and Jill, can you please, even if you have to, start your own printing company to undercut the competition? Okay. Here we go.
That wasn't the request. It was more like, it's just solving a problem. You know,
it's good. Really, it worked out that way.
It's
anyway.
Interesting. These questions come in waves, huge waves. Yeah. First, the first wave is, what the heck? And then the second is, oh my gosh, this works. Now what I do.
Right.
And that's these little offshoot things that we start are solving all those problems.
You know what? That would be a good series that we should think about doing one week. The waves of our people in our group, like the, are you sure this is real? To the, okay, I'm testing this now. And then the, oh my gosh, my phone is ringing off. Or I'm testing this. The phone's not ringing yet. And then the, oh my gosh, my phone won't stop ringing. What do I do? And then, yeah, the radio silence because they're swamped.
Because they're doing deals.
And then they come back just like, yeah. And then they come back at the very end like, okay, I need this, 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 and this because I'm taking this to the moon. Like, yeah, we got it.
Or it's a bottleneck. Everyone experiences some type of bottleneck in this process. For some people, it's, you know, the map, like I just mentioned, the maps. Some people, it's paperwork. Some people, it's, you know.
Talking to people
on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a lot of, and they're all solvable. Mm-hmm. It's like every company's like that. Every little startup company and everything, there's always something.
Yep.
And it's all solvable. Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening.
Let's go buy some property.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.